A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 3rd, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about the gold smuggling scandal, which has sucked in Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa, his inner circle, suspected criminals, and some top banks. But before we go deep into this issue, let's have a brief look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and around the world. The suspended Zimbabwe Football Association board, led by Felton Kamambo, has come out guns blazing, saying Sports Minister Kirsty Coventry lied to Parliament and the world when she claimed that they misappropriated 2 million US dollars and that one of them has been banned by FIFA for sexual harassment. The board suspects that part of the $2 million was misappropriated by some government officials, and Coventry, an Olympics gold medalist, has not yet responded to these remarks. And Zimbabwe's opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, is expected to conduct its so-called consensus candidate selection process on Wednesday. The party says local street committees, which will be monitored by a team that includes, among others, lawyers, civil society activists, and others, will select candidates for the council, parliamentary, and presidential elections. Zimbabwe is expected to hold harmonized elections between July and August this year, according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper. Namhla sixoxa ngokuxokozela eZimbabwe kulandela ubukhohlakali obuvezwa ngabezindaba abe-Al Jazeera abathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe bacatshangelwa ukuba bathengisa igolide phandle kwelizwe okungekho emthethweni. Kolunye udaba njalo, iZifa Board ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Felton Kamambo ithi unkosazana Kirsty Coventry waqamba amanga aluhlaza tshoko edale lephalamende esithi bamiswa umsebenzi ngoba batshontsha imali efika amabhiliyoni amabili, $2 billion in US dollars. Kasanisanga ukuthola uCoventry, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezemidlalo, ubengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini. Ibhodi le ithi sokumele amapholisa angenele kudaba lwemali lolu. And in the United States, Donald Trump is ready for his legal battle in a hush money case. His lawyer said as the former president prepares to go to court Tuesday for his expected arraignment. VOA's Veronica Paul-Taras Iglesias explores how the legal process could unfold.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, discussed his intentions when asked on ABC how the former leader, who was indicted late last week, is feeling about the coming arraignment process.
What I hope is that we get in and out of there as quickly as possible, that it's, at the end of the day, a typical arraignment where we stand before the judge, we say not guilty, we set schedules to file motions and whatnot or discovery, and we move forward.
The charges remain sealed, but legal experts say they could center on alleged falsification of business records, revolving around a settlement agreement with porn star Stormy Daniels. Tacopina says he thinks the legal case is weak and politically motivated. It doesn't share Trump's concerns about the presiding judge not being impartial.
Do I think the judge is biased? Of course not. How could I subscribe to that when I've had no interactions with the judge that would lead me to believe he's biased?
The former president has also voiced strong criticism of prosecutor Alvin Bragg, who filed the indictment. That could backfire, said former Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. when interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press.
Interfering with or by threat or otherwise, right, the operation of government. When you add a count like that, put it in front of a jury, it can change the jury's mind about the severity of the case that they're looking at.
But it's unlikely that a judge forces Trump to not talk in public about current and other criminal investigations he faces, said his lawyer in the classified documents case, Jim Trusty, on Fox News.
I think it would be very difficult for a judge to impose a gag order on a person running for president. You talk about having a profound effect on this country.
Trump's lawyer said the Secret Service will be involved as part of the tight security in and around the courthouse Tuesday, when the former president is expected to be fingerprinted and photographed before being read the exact charges he faces. Trump's office says he is expected to deliver remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate Tuesday night. The development comes as Trump campaigns ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And back to the topic of the day, Zimbabwean authorities are tight-lipped over a coal smuggling scandal exposed by Al Jazeera in two editions of his four-part investigative documentary series. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has not uttered a word over the scandal, while his spokesperson George Chalamba has threatened that the state will deal ruthlessly with journalists who will be writing about the scandal. Zimbabwe's ambassador at large, Hubert Angel, coal traitor Kiki Dulan, Zimbabwean aviation and central bank officials were also exposed by Al Jazeera as part of the smuggling ring. Angel promised Al Jazeera investigative journalists that he was prepared to use a diplomatic bag to smuggle gold worth billions of dollars. Transparency International, some Zimbabwean parliamentarians and others have urged the government to investigate the gold scam. In a statement, Transparency International said the Al Jazeera documentary exposed illicit financial flows from Zimbabwe, including serious allegations of abuse of diplomatic immunity, illicit gold trading, corruption and money laundering in the mining sector. It urged the Financial Intelligence Unit, Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate further and introduce the necessary reforms to end such activities in the country. Njengoba lithembisa kwethu Mahlabe Zulu, namhla sixoxa ngobukhohlakali obuvezwa ngabezindaba abe-Al Jazeera abathi igolide eliningi lithengiswa phandle kwelizwe ngabacatshangelwa ukuba badlelana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Kennedy Mandaza, I guess. Maybe he's going to join us later. He's a ZANU-PF spokesperson based in South Africa. We have opposition parliamentarian Mr. Alan Norman Rusty McCann and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tui.
Thank you very much. We'll start with you. Let's see whether Mr. Mandaza is in right now. Mr. Mandaza, are you in? So he's not yet in. So we'll start with Mr. McCann. So we know that you are actually very vocal about this issue, and you see what is happening. So give us your take of what is going on in terms of this coal smuggling ring, and what can Parliament do about it, Mr. McCann?
Good evening to you all. My take is very simple. This has been a hidden secret for many, many years. I mean, if you look at the documentary, starting with Macmillan has been more than once arrested and in the famed catch and release program. He's been released every time. None of the charges have stuck. The Al Jazeera expose is shocking in the context that it means that in Zimbabwe we have no one really looking at this. We have ZAC, which is the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We have ZIMRA, which is the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, all looking the other way when this issue happens. Where's the Minister of Justice? Where's the Ministry of Transport, who allows everyone to go through the airport? Ministry of Home Affairs is totally mute and inactive on these issues. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's the first time it's been highlighted, but there are numerous reports, whether it's 1 billion or 15 billion of diamonds which have been looted out of this country, and there's nothing, no investigations at all. It's time these things were investigated. And you can hide behind whatever you want to say, but the bottom line is this has been boiling for quite a while now, and we definitely require issues.
But what can MPs do like you? You know, apart from talking, is there any action that you can take in Parliament?
Well, I think Parliament should be calling, not just me, but Parliament should be calling for an explanation. The government has been mute on this issue now, and it's already 2 weeks old, and they're mute. What I want to point out is only 3 weeks ago, I asked a very labored question about Kuvimba Mining. Kuvimba Mining has been formed out of nowhere, and it's supposed to be, as the minister responded to me in my question, is that it's supposed to be a PPP. Well, a public partnership, a public-private partnership like that should be brought before Parliament, because there's liabilities to the government of Zimbabwe. And we know nothing. He told us that it's registered in this country. I've just come from my lawyers. There is no document in the deeds office, sorry, in company's house, where we can trace who the shareholders and directors of Kuvimba Mining, and yet they own the bulk of our mines in this country. Kuvimba Mining goes back 5 years ago, was in South Africa, formed in South Africa under four white South African directors, and suddenly it appears, yeah, we know nothing about that in Parliament. Why all the secrecy? Just let us know what's happening.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Ncube. So, Mr. Ncube, it seems Parliament may be very toothless on this kind of issue. What should happen next? Because the government is not reacting, you know, nothing is moving.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Yes, obviously, Parliament is toothless. There is nothing that Parliament can do. And unfortunately, there is no other organization or individual who can do something about this, except to talk about it in the critique end, as it were. So that's the unfortunate part of it, because our Parliament has not done anything that is convincing on other matters. So on this one also, one would...
So, sorry, I think your phone is actually dropped. So, we hope that Mr. Ntantamozi Ncube will be back shortly. So, Mr. Ncube, can you hear me, or your phone is now dead?
I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. So, you say something. Continue then.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Ncube. I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I was saying that Parliament is toothless. There is nothing that we can expect Parliament to do, because Parliament has never done anything on other matters that have been raised against the powerful ones. So they can only talk about it, but with no force or effect.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Rupa, I can see you look to anyone who is in the Parliament.
Yeah, ngokubona kwami idale lePhalamende njengoba lingalamazinyo akukho elingakwenza, livele lamazinyo. Zonke indaba eselake lazama ukuzikhuluma ukuthi zilungise, ayikho eyo leyo nto engiyicabangayo eyake yalunga. So-ke ngibona nje kungabe kungumdlalo nje wokuthi kukhulunywe ngakhophela, kodwa kungela mphumela omuhle ongaphuma la.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sizathi ukuthi sithathe ikhefu kusikhathana-ke esilandelayo, kodwa-ke singakathathi ikhefu lelo. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on all these social media platforms. So we'll take a short break and come back very shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the gold smuggling scam exposed by Al Jazeera. Our guests are opposition lawmaker Mr. Alan Norman Rusty McCann and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. We hope that Mr. Kenneth Mandaz of ZANU-PF will join us shortly. In case he doesn't join us, we'll try to contact Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Now, let's go back to Mr. Khan. So, Mr. Khan, so at the end of the day, if Parliament won't have any powers of doing anything and so forth, so gold will continue being siphoned from Zimbabwe. Let me say, being smuggled out of Zimbabwe. And so there's no way that this can be stopped, right? Mr.
Look, I think you 100%, you're very right there. Parliament has no power. In this country, Parliament is just a tick-the-box exercise. The issue here is very simple. We must always ask the question. My problem is, as government delays, by their own words and own admission in the first episode of the Gold Mafia, they are looting, or they're taking out $20 million per week. So the longer they talk for and the longer they don't answer, they're taking $20 million a week from our money, from our gold, while hospitals have nothing, while school children have not had books for I don't know how many years, while BEAM is not being paid, I can carry on forever, while pensions are being looted. The problem is there's so much gold being taken out of the country that they don't have enough money to pay for it. So they're now stealing, they are getting money from anywhere they can to export the gold. And we have also a very clear indication and example in one case where they're supposed to bring the money back and they bring less than one-tenth of the money back. This is a major issue for this country. And all I'm doing is asking the question, what's happening here? Answer. Tell us what's happened.
Yes, thank you so much. I think Mr. Kenneth Mandaza is here now. He's the ZANU-PF spokesperson for South Africa. Mr. Mandaza, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so, you know, government is hiding this gold scam. You know, it has publicized, you know, now two editions of the Al Jazeera documentary series. And indications of that, you know, the president is actually allegedly linked to this scam. So why is the government quiet about this, Mr. Mandaza?
If ever there is any time the parliament will respond to the Al Jazeera documentary, they will do it at the most appropriate time and when they've seen the need to do so. And what is important is that also to note that we hear that these are episodes are coming one after the other. And if there is credibility in the stories that they are churning out, the government will then be seized with it at the most appropriate time. And they will not pander to the whims and caprices of those who came up with the documentary, because there is so much that is happening at the moment as we move towards election. And there is a narrative that people would want to put out there to the general public. And as a result, government, from my own point of view, will then respond to the issues if they think it needs and if there is credibility on the issues that are being raised. Remember, this is a government that has insisted with numerous issues, and once they find it needed to do so, they will definitely do so.
Yes, we can hear you, but this was a sting operation. So in a sting operation, people say a lot of things, and it seems most of those things that are being said could be very true. So if it is true, what should be the course of action that the government should take? If it is true, Mr. Mandaz.
Like you are saying, there is a possibility that the issues are true. which means that there is also a possibility that the issues that are being raised may not hold any water at all. And if, by any imagination, the issues are true, then we are a responsible government. We will take the necessary steps in order to address the issues that might be seen to be mitigating the progress and development that the current government is faced with. There is no reason why the government and any other functionary will then look aside and let things that are not proper continue to happen. So there will be measures that are likely to be taken if the issues are seen to be true. But at the moment, this is just a documentary that is coming out from Al Jazeera, and the others are putting so much on it. But let me assure you that any issue that might be substantive in nature, if it so happens to be there, the government, the responsible government, and you to be looking to look into those issues.
Yes, can you put it in Shona? I'm just trying to ask you this question again. If, let's say, the president is implicated, as it appears he's implicated, what is going to happen in Shona? You can put it briefly, 1 minute on that.
Saka kana tikitaura nia iyoyi kana paine zvinenedzerwa zvinenge zvichiitwa zvinotanga zvaongororwa zvotariswa kuti zvine ichokwadi here hurumende yedu isusu ihurumende inotevedzera mutemo inoshandisa mutemo muzvinhu zvese zvainoita saka kana paine chinenge chichinzi icho chakakanganiswa hurumende yedu inochitarisa nematarisirwo achinofanirwa kunge chichiitwa vachitevedzera mutemo yenyika yedu yezimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Ncube. I think Mr. Ncube, you are hearing very clearly what Mandaza is saying. What's your take on what he's saying there? Briefly?
Yes, well, I like the fact that he says that they are looking into it. This is a big sting on the big ones. So now they cannot respond immediately. They will be waiting on ways on how to respond because they can see that this thing has got greater gravity than any other thing that one would have thought of. So they will have to work it out so that whenever they respond, diplomatically or in whatever means, it is going to leave them with some form of credibility. But I think for an ordinary person, we know that things have been happening, and this thing cannot be taken lightly. It can really be true. And the way he's putting it, I can see that he sounds very calculated in approaching this issue. So for me, it weighs much on the probability of it being true and realistic.
Yeah, lapha ke
and on being not yet.
Yeah, ngesintu lapha ke baba Ncube. Kwayazani uthi yapheli juba ensimini lokhu usebenzisa umjibilo ngabambiyo. Akunjalo konoko.
Ye umjibila ungabe ungabambi kodwa ukuze ufakwe umjibila kutshengisa ukuthi kukhona okufuna ukuzokudla umuntu. So yikho umjibila ufakile. Khona lokho kukhona kuyabonisa ukuthi asiyo ndaba nje okuthiwa nje izinhlanga zimuka lo moya le. Yindaba enkulu kakhulu uma uyazwakala empendulweni yakhe ukuthi uzama ukuyiletha ngesizotha. Evuma futhi ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi kuliqiniso njalo kwenzeke ukuthi kungamanga. So-ke kithi nje abantu esaziyo ukuthi izinto zihlala zisenzakala njani kwelakithi. Siyakubona ukuthi impendulo kaMandaza itshengisa ukuthi into leyi ilengele kakhulu ekutheni kuliqiniso lokho kukhulunywa ngakho.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Let's go back to Mr. Khan. So, Mr. Khan, your quick reaction to what Mr. Mandaza is saying, you know, and the way forward here.
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that?
Yeah, your quick reaction to what these two gentlemen are saying, especially Mr. Mandaza is saying, the government is actually looking into, is actually monitoring this document, and we react accordingly. When time comes, what's your reaction to that?
Look, I agree government must look into it, and I agree they must have a leveled approach. But there is no reason why they can't start calling in the people who are featured in the expose as to what they were saying, unsolicited, and what they were saying and what they were doing. Because at the moment, everyone is just waiting for government to say something, and they've said nothing. We haven't even mentioned in the 15, 20 minutes we've been talking, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe and Fidelity Printers are supplying the international papers to remit that gold. But they are not checking on whether the money comes back. That is my issue. The money is not coming back into this country. And that's the problem. We want the money. We have well-known oligarchs involved in this, and they are doing nothing about it. It's because they are hand and fist, holding hands together with the oligarchs, and that is a problem. Because both are too powerful to be taken on by mere mortals, which are Zimbabwean citizens. We have in public, in social media, people saying it's not our gold, it's their gold. Well, that's fine. If that's the case and it's not us, Zimbabwean gold, leave it in the soil. Don't take it. Because we're getting nothing from it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Makan. Let's go to Mr. Mandaza. Mr. Mandaza, your last word.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, your last word, sir. Go ahead, your last word.
Well, like I've already said, the documentary was made by people who have a particular narrative that they would want to put out there. And that narrative is feeding on what we already knew, that as we go towards the elections, there will be people who will be looking at tarnishing the image of the president and tarnishing the image of the country, tarnishing the image of the party, so that whatever agenda they have can come to pass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let me assure you and assure the listeners that the government is a responsible government, the party is a responsible party, and it will not delve into matters that are
necessary.
We will, if there is need for the government to look into it, and there is need for the party to like I said, they will do so at the most appropriate time. We are seeing with the pertinent issues that are meant to develop the country, and anything that seems to
be
a step backward will definitely be considered and looked into as a matter of urgency.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mandaza. We've got a caller, 1 minute for the caller. About the Labatin Lamuva, of course. A caller, Unja Labokona. Hello, caller, how are you? Oh, okay, so when City Kuluma, I call on Peli Koli to actually a 10 seconds. We've come to the end of our show today. This is Gift Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.